Good evening, folks. This is Trisha Kapinda from Zambia, Kantolomba. I'm here on the show, Good News. I would share with you, I would extend my wonderful greetings to you all. I'm here in Africa with my team joining you on air. Today we are going to discuss the good news here out in Kantolomba. I hope you enjoy our show. Each member of my team here will contribute something to this show. Speaking out here is Veronica. She's just explained us how Living Compassion is doing here in Kantolomba, contributing to the good news. She's saying everything is perfect in her life. She's now working. She's a very proud mother. She's able to feed her children and clothe her children through Living Compassion, which is great news to her.
Hali kushitila kona maya ndatatua kwezi ya maya ndatua lelu nunga kiafa kuikala na malata watu tela panite yezeko tela sana.
That's Pauline. She's just explaining of the wonderful things that Living in Compassion has done in her life, which is also good news. She's sending her gratitude to the roof, that she has on her house, and she's healthy, in short, as I can say.
I'm showered. Actually, the wonderful things that Living Compassion has brought, especially to me and my family, that previously I used to walk a long distance to the industrial site, which is very far from Kantolomba, just to any living. But now, Living Compassion is just a stone's throw from my home. So I just take about 10 minutes to come here, and then at the end of the month, I'm given something for my family. This is good news for me.
Certainly good news for everyone out here. Sophia had something to say. Sophia says that she's very appreciative and it's very good news to have very good clean water, which the team here and the community is using. That is Margaret, one of the new ladies. She's thanking Living Compassion, and that's very good news to us. So she just recently started working with us, and so far she has worked with us for 3 months and already her life has changed.
But the main point I would like to thank is the farm which we cultivated. As here in Zambia, you know our staple food is maize. So we are expecting a good meal this next year. It's good news for all of us because we'll be sharing the food we'll be eating.
Good news indeed. We are still going on with our good news. We have a lot of people out here who want to say something on the radio. The other good news, that was Eugenia. She's expressing her good news what Living Compassion is doing in our life, and on behalf of the other members of this team, we are going to have a new hamamiel out here. We have students who are being fed here. She's very grateful to that. The other good news from this end is on education. Margaret was just saying about education. She says on her side, her children are bright enough because of our teachers here at Living Compassion. They really do teach a lot to the children, which has brought very good news to her, and she's very happy about that.
Ishayishiwe na malaika uko yala nomba ninge ishiga so ndeto tera lesa ale wakala ale wabikira kuna yambi ya mokale na ale koshie nku papo papo ashe raisi munane nomba zininga pote ba
very good news indeed. Brenda, who made us all laugh, she is explaining that before she lived in the compound, she did not have electricity. Now she's living on the Living Compassion compound where she has electricity. There's no more firewood for her. She's just touching a touch of a button, then there's electricity in the house. There's a bulb lighting up, goes bulb. That's why we all are here.
My name is Shironda.
Other good news from Regina, who says she never knew that she had the idea that probably she would put on shoes on her leg. She had a swollen foot, which she thought, even the doctor said at Ndola Central Hospital, that they would cut off her leg. But the good news is that now she can wear shoes, she can run around and do things, walk on her two legs without any problem. That's very good news. Kristen's good news is that she's so happy to be here around at Living Compassion. She had cracked heels, so they were cracked because she would walk distance into the forest to get firewood. She no longer does that. Her feet are smooth, as you can see here out. We are looking at her feet. They look perfect to me. That's Mabel, one of the beneficiaries who stays here at the Living Compassion compound. She's explaining that before she came out to Living Compassion, she would carry something bread-like made, Zambian-made, which we call, or we could say African colony. She would carry that on her head, going from door to door selling it. But she no longer does that because she is getting paid and she's able to feed her children and herself, which is very good news from our side here. Yeah. The other good news to send is we have Angela here, who has made us laugh a lot. She's saying she used to sell the illicit beer that caused Katatu. Policemen would normally chase her with those big containers of brewed beer on her back. Sometimes she would be caught and taken into cells, but that no longer happens. So that's very good news to us, because she's changed and now she's different.
and then dia tu kira kamu kan ni berubah, dia tu tak keluar itu bermaksud. Kira dia caca, wah, bukan tak kamu semua dia tepat. Siapa yang tahu itu nak ikut lagi, nombor kali nombor.
We have a man on our side who's living here at the Living Compassion Compound. This is Ruben. He's saying thank you so much to Living Compassion, which is very good news. Now he lives among the compound where there's electricity, water is just nearby. He's managing to take his children to school. Good news indeed.
I'm just in the choir. I'm appreciating for Living Compassion last time I used to sleep on the lead mat. Now I'm sleeping on the mattress and it's very comfortable.
That's really good news for a change. Yeah. Imagine a lead mat waking up with all those lines on your body. Now she's sleeping comfortably on a very big mattress, as she says. That's just been for us. That's one of our new employees, Priska, who's appreciating the solar light that you, Living Compassion, brought through our donor. She's very grateful. We do not have electricity in the compound, so it's like she has electricity in the house when she lights up her solar torch. She's saying thank
you.
Other good news from Pastor, one of our oldest members here at the community, at our center, and he's appreciating what Living Compassion has done in his life. He's saying, according to his age, he cannot get a job anywhere. But Living Compassion did not consider his age. They have asked him to come here and do carpentry work, which is very good news to us and very good news to the compound out there. Other good news from Christopher. He is really appreciating Living Compassion. What he knew was limited to him. Now, when coming to Living Compassion, he has learnt a few things from Living Compassion, which is very appreciative to him, and he's saying thank you for all the wonderful deeds and wonderful things that Living Compassion has done for him.
My name is Ethel Mutale. I'm also appreciating for Living Compassion. I'm also appreciating for Living Compassion for what he has done for me. Since long, I was just roaming about in the compound, but since I joined the Living Compassion team, I thought of being educated again. So I went back to school with the little amount I was getting from Living Compassion. So the money I was getting from the Living Compassion is the money I used going to school. So I've even managed to complete the school. So I'm looking forward to going for a college. So I'm very appreciative.
Really good news. That's really good news. Someone just going into furthering their education through Living Compassion, which is very, very good news. And I really admire Ethel, because she has that courage of doing that. And I know she will succeed and go further to further her education. She will go through college. one of the new ladies, Lucy. She's also shouting out her good news. Now she's able to feed her children. Living Compassion, let me say in short, has wiped tears out of her face, away from her face.
Let's stand back for Living Compassion.
I know, folks, that you couldn't hear so well. She's one of our oldest ladies, let me say, youngest ladies here. She's too young. She's appreciating so much. But she's gone from 79 to 16 years old now. She looks wonderful to us. She's giving us the good news. She has a roof on her head. And considering her age, no one could employ her. But Living Compassion came to her aid.
My name is Joseph. I'm also appreciating to the Living Compassion team. The people in America have done a lot in my life. I used to live in this compound, which is Santo Mandura, Zambia, whereby I used to live in a very small house of 2 rooms. As for now, my house has been extended to the Living Compassion team. I'm very much appreciating to this team.
Well, folks from America, I hope you enjoy our little discussion here. That's the good news from Kantarumba, Zambia. We say bye to everyone out there.